This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
On the line I have none other than Jamie Strange, the Labour MP for Hamilton East, and very good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm not too bad, but cool, but otherwise I think I'll survive all right, I think, and so on. So there we are. Hope you're okay too.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly nice to see the sun, isn't it, after lots and lots of rain.
Yeah, my golly, we had some rain, but not as much as they had down in South Island, and thankfully. At Christchurch, they really got bad down Christchurch. There we are. I gather the borders are opening, and that's going to be letting more people in. Could be a rise in COVID, of course. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Look. The borders open from today.
Yeah.
Effectively back to normal. Yes, as you say, COVID is still with us. And people are taking precautions. We still encourage people, to wear masks while indoors. But obviously, people obviously make their own decisions.
Yep.
And that, the vaccine has been great. It had a huge positive impact.
Yes.
But look, particularly for our businesses, I was talking to a taxi driver just last week. It's going to be really helpful for the businesses having people visit New Zealand. Our biggest tourist market is Australia.
Yep.
So we're expecting lots of Australians to come in, and also some visitors, from around the world as well.
Yeah.
We've got some big sporting events coming to Hamilton as well over the next few months. So look, it's good to get back to normal in terms of the open borders. Yeah,
I think a lot of people are going to be pretty happy about that, and a lot of people will be happy to get home and as well that have been away. So that'll be really, really
family as well.
Yeah. But they're coming into a strange situation because we're having shots fired at houses, cars ramming businesses, and people getting hurt. Any thoughts on that one, Jamie?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it is an issue, and our new police minister, the Honourable Chris Hipkins, who many people will know Chris from leading the COVID response, he's taken over the police portfolio, and he's already brought in a few changes. So new targeted warrant and additional search powers to find and seize weapons from gang members during a gang conflict. So he's going pretty strong against the gangs.
Yep.
Up to 5 years in prison for new offence of discharging a gun with the intent to intimidate. Police and other enforcement agencies able to seize cash over $10,000 when found in suspicious circumstances, and expanding the range of offences where police can seize and impound cars, motorbikes and other vehicles.
Sure.
So all really, really positive steps that I think will be well received. We certainly... certainly the minister is taking quite a strong approach to gang violence and other violence we've seen. Things like ram raids.
Yeah.
He's really stepping it up in that area.
Well, let's hope it has a good effect, and get back to a quieter stage of life, as it were. And the medical facilities at the moment, the hospital is under quite a bit of stress and strain, and of course the staff are working very long hours, some of them. Not much we can do about it, but is there something on the line, as it were?
There are some challenges there in the health sector. I think as I've said before on this call, we do need to step back and look at primary health and really boosting up the investment in primary health, making GP visits accessible, which we have done, particularly for those on community services cards, education, healthy lifestyle, diet. The most we can do in terms of stopping people getting into hospital is really where we need to be focusing.
Yeah.
And then in terms of the hospital system, obviously they need the resource.
Yes.
To continue. We are short of doctors and nurses. With the borders opening, hopefully we'll see some more come in, and then obviously working really hard to bring others through, you know, through the system. But, you know, we do have to make it attractive. We do have to make an attractive profession, because otherwise often what we see is people, you know, people will start looking overseas.
Yeah.
And they might, you know, they might train, they might do 1 or 2 years in New Zealand, and they might head overseas. They may not come back for another 10 years. Yes, they'll come back better qualified, working in health systems over the UK and other places. However, we lose them for, you know, often that sort of 5 to 10 year period. They'll often come back to have families.
Yep.
So, you know, we do need a, you know, it is really important that we incentivise, you know, the nurses and the doctors in terms of those professions.
Mm. One of the other things, of course, the economy seems to be under strain, and that's probably affected by overseas things as well as New Zealand, but we've got inflation and things like that happening. Any solutions on that?
Yeah, we do have quite significant inflation, and it is really challenging. And it's an issue being faced by the whole Western world.
Yeah.
In terms of our response to COVID, the inflation has gone up, and we've seen inflation of around 7% right across the US, the UK, Europe, and obviously in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So people may know that from today we're introducing a cost of living payment.
Oh, yes.
So $350 over 3 months.
Yep.
$116 per month over the next 3 months. And look, we know it's not a huge amount of money, but it is something, and it is cash in the hand. It'll automatically go into people's bank accounts who are eligible.
Yep.
As long as IRD has their bank account, and it would all automatically go in. And it is something to at least recognise, you know, some of the challenges that people are facing at the moment.
Well, that's a fact, and certainly keep an eye on that one. The Prime Minister's been all over the world and so forth, and I got the impression she's back in Australia, or going back to Australia. She's certainly got around a bit.
Yeah. Look, she took the opportunity to head overseas to the US, Europe, and Australia. And really what she's doing is the same thing that previous Prime Ministers have done, and it's marketing New Zealand to the world.
Yep.
You know, she took a group of some of our larger exporters, and they had conversations with, you know, like some of the importers over in those countries. And, you know, because we are very dependent on trade.
Yes,
we
indeed.
A small country.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've seen the effects of inflation here in New Zealand. And inflation is due to come down towards the end of the year, which is positive. You know, but one of the key ways that we bring income into New Zealand in terms of supporting our standard of living is our exports. And it's important that we continue connecting with the world. Otherwise, people will forget about us. and that's basically what the Prime Minister was doing. She was going on trade missions around the world and had some really, really good responses as well, including the free trade agreement with the UK, which was really positive.
Oh, that's really good. Well, there we go. And anything else you'd like to bring up while I've got you on the line here?
Oh, yeah, just the Waikato Expressway opened last week.
Yes.
Or the week before. And, I just want to acknowledge the work that's been done on this by successive governments, including the previous national government and David Bennett. And also I acknowledge David's work as he's announced that he will be retiring at the election. And one of David's big legacies was the Waikato Expressway.
Yep.
And, you know, this is a significant piece of infrastructure, and it's really, you know, it's going to drive our economic development over the next 20, 30 years. It basically connects Hamilton and Auckland, you know, into one labour market, effectively, up and down that corridor. And I'm sure that people have noticed less traffic on the roads, particularly less trucks. Every time I've been on the expressway, I've noticed quite a few cars on there, and I always think those cars would have been going through Hamilton.
Yeah.
So it'll make our roads safer, it'll make it easier for us to get around. And also just the final thing to mention on transport as well is half price public transport until the end of January next year, and that includes Te Huia.
All right.
You can get to Auckland for $9 on Te Huia.
Yep.
$9 each way for $18 return. Particularly when you look at the price of petrol, that's something that's really worth looking at. So we've got the expressway, you know, in terms of vehicle movements, and we've got the passenger rail in terms of Te Huia. And I just feel like we're really well placed here in Hamilton and the Waikato region in terms of our future.
Well, that's really good, and it is very positive, and I think a lot of people are taking advantage of that, and public transport is very important.
Absolutely, absolutely. It certainly is. In terms of our emissions targets, in terms of the safety aspect, our kids regularly take the bus to and from school or their bike. On the odd occasion, we drop them off, but generally we work really hard to get them on public transport or biking.
That's good. And you're down to Wellington for a session this week?
Been down to Wellington this week. As people might know, I chair the Economic Development, Science and Innovation Select Committee.
Yep.
So we've actually got the legislation around the merger of Radio New Zealand and TVNZ.
Yep.
So maybe I can give an update on that, on upcoming calls. But that piece of work is coming through our committee.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.